interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Hold on. You did it already?
I'm going to tell you guys a story. What? Do
oh,
what?
Oh, I thought you were...
Do what?
Dry heaving.
No, I haven't taken my... No, I didn't drive. I'm going to tell you guys, if you were in Whiskey Wednesday last night, you already know this story. So... Oh, my God. If you take antidepressants, don't let them run out. Because... Mine ran out 2 days ago, so I haven't taken them in 2 days.
Yeah.
And I'm in the most severe withdrawal I've ever been in.
Yep, that was...
Where I feel the drunkest ever. Everything in this room is spinning.
It was the worst 3 weeks I ever had in my life, I think.
I haven't been able to get back to the pharmacy to refill them.
I just went cold turkey.
I'm not trying to go cold turkey.
No,
this was totally
Don't. No,
I didn't mean to do this.
Yeah,
they ran out 2 days ago. I've been too busy to get back to the pharmacy, and now everything is spinning. So as soon as we wrap this up, baby,
it's bedtime.
I'm gonna be knocking on that pharmacy window.
Yeah.
Woo!
At least we're having fun.
Oh, are we? I'm on a boat right now.
Yeah.
That's rocking up and down on the high seas,
nice.
Baby.
Nice. I took a boat ride with you. You don't even know I don't like boats.
So this is my advice to you, the consumer, that if you are also on antidepressants, don't let them run out.
No.
Don't plan for that, bro. The brain zaps are real deal, baby.
No, I feel you, bro. Just...
Hang on
tight.
It's gonna be a strong 3 hours. We're gonna wrap this up, and Daddy's gonna go knock on the pharmacy window for his fix. Well,
call him ahead of time, and
they've got to be filled. It's just an automatic refill. It just
well then have it brought here right now.
Well, no, it's in Phoenix. I'm not gonna have it delivered to me. I don't think that's
a
thing.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
Is it?
That's what I did for
Oh, you delivered the meds,
not Uber Eats.
No, because here's what'll happen. Here's what'll happen, Cody. I'm not going to screw with it, because here's what'll happen. Is I'll sign up for whatever you're telling me to sign up for, and then something will go wrong. Like, the person will get lost, and, I delivered it. And now I'll be extra effed, because they won't exist anywhere.
They'll be next door.
I know where they are right now, and they're 3.5 hours away from me, and I can get off this rocking boat, and I'm floating in space right now with all the brain zaps happening.
We'll tie a rope to your feet.
It's like, there is an enjoyment out of it. I'm not going to lie to you. You feel a little buzzed
because
my brain is freaking out right now.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I'm not enjoying it. So let's buckle up. Let's get through these 3 hours, baby.
Get her done.
And get me my fix. Jam-packed. This whole week has been jam-packed, gang.
Yeah.
All right?
It's been nuts.
Some more tickets I got to give away, as it's like they've been the week of tickets. We'll give away emo night tickets. Cody has
grass pass
tonight on Cocoa Puffs for Godsmack. We'll tell you about that. I don't know other words.
That works. That was enough to start words.
It's going to be a crazy show. That's
enough to start the word show.
This is
going to
be a crazy show. Your boy is lit up. All right. Legendary guitar store riff right here.
Yeah.
Because you can just pluck on one chord. So you'll learn this part pretty easy. So you go into a guitar store, you might hear Stairway to Heaven.
But this one?
You're going to hear that Nothing Else Matters riff playing.
Is that, are those like the top two?
No, what would you hear in a guitar store? Well, Skinner's like the joke, like, no Stairway, no Skinner, is what they always say.
Okay.
That one is just you're plucking on one easy chord. So the trick about it is like you think you're like, wow, listen how good I sound playing Metallica. You're not really moving your fingers.
Yep.
What else would you hear? Seven Nation Army, probably a guitar store one.
Okay.
That's
interesting.
That's a guitar store riff you're going to hear.
Probably a lot of Dave.
You know, Dave is a good guitar player, so those are hard. No, those are riffs are hard to play.
Yeah, because he's all over the place, so it's not really like a set riff.
But shout out to Bill Ali, because he must be in some band right now with a bunch of other guys that look exactly like Bill Ali. It's like the Bill Ali 3 or whatever.
Oh my God, that'd be the funniest band ever.
And he posted a video of him doing a Dave song.
Yeah.
And shout out to the keyboard player who's like the entire song just had to go, bang, 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 bang. Bang, 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 bang. And then there was a guy. You're just tuning in, guys.
They had to audition. All right, which one of us can go?
Shout out to Bill Ali and the Bill Ali 3, man. That video made me laugh because that poor keyboardist just the entire song. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang.
I would just stare straight ahead.
Smoke on the Water, big one at a guitar store.
Yeah, I would just stare straight ahead the whole time I did.
AC/DC, big guitar store riff for sure. For sure.
Let's see.
What are you looking up? Bill Ali and the Bill Ali 3?
I was trying to find his
name. I'm renaming his whole band for him.
His actual band's name.
There was like five or six of them, but they all did look just like Bill Ali.
I love that.
We all start to look the same at a certain age.
Hey, y'all are the same.
We're all just bald, round guys with beards at a certain point, you know?
Yeah.
We all just get into the same shape.
We're all just hanging out.
She wakes up in the morning. She in the morning. So if you're just tuning in, the good news is that we are live on a Thursday. The bad news is I'm 2 days off my meds, not on purpose, and because of that, I'm loopy.
And I have pack mentality.
He really does follow my lead. Like, if I'm in a bad mood and I want to fight people, he gets ready to fight people. If I'm feeling loopy and, like, I'm on a boat right now, he's going to jump right on. He's got pack mentality, faux show. So jump in twitch.tv/theshow if you want to tune in. We saw a commercial on TV for Seabreeze, and we were all discussing Seabreeze. And I have never been to Seabreeze, believe it or not. I've tried to come get your summer.
Yeah.
At Seabreeze. I've just never been.
I just...
We were a Darien Lake family, and I was like, well, maybe it didn't open until I was out of high school. To which Cody looked it up. No, it opened in 1879. The same year Thomas Edison invented the light bulb.
That's a big year. That's a huge year for
big
us.
Big year. Big year.
We got light bulbs.
Same year Albert Einstein was born. Seabreeze opened.
Well, again, it said on there like a picnic grove. It was like the last stop between, I don't know what it said on there, by railroad or whatever. And it went from there, it built up.
Sure. All right, cool.
No, I think we were
the British Empire fought the Anglo-Zulu War and stuff. Yeah, that same year, so big, actually a big, pretty big year.
They had to sail there with boats.
Yeah, pretty big year. Congress established the United States Geological Survey that year, so real big year.
Oh my God.
And Frank Woolworth opened his first Listen, I didn't know this. And I'm off my meds, so I'm crazy. Frank Woolworth opened his first successful 5 and 10 store in Utica, New York.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
We're the home of the first Woolworths.
I got technically.
Stay out of the Woolworths.
That's cool.
Delmar, does that mean we're banned from all the Woolworths or just that location?
Yep.
5 and 10 store. All right, cool.
I like that. No, if we were given the chance to like pick between growing up, we always just, for whatever reason, chose Enchanted Forest. Mm-hmm. So And they had a little camping up there, so there was no ever like, ah, screw Seabreeze.
The five and dime.
But yeah, we were just a Channing Forest family. But
it's funny how we all had different different druthers, if you will.
I haven't been there in a minute. I went a couple times. We went like the Parks and Rec program when I did like the summer programs. Mm-hmm. We would do that.
I'd like to go see Seabreeze. I've just never been there. My kids have gone for school trips.
I have a vision of some ride in my head that you go on where you can like see the whole lake.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just in my head? Does anybody remember know what I'm talking about? Because I have a couple like...
So it'd be Lake Ontario, right? Seabreeze looks like Lake Ontario.
Because I have a couple like little flashes of Seabreeze. And that's it. I have like little like
you're
two
on a
or
ride
three,
looking at the lake.
And that's one of them.
That could also be a Harborfest memory, too.
No.
You never went up to that?
Nope. It's definitely this.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But it's other than that, I don't have much.
My grandparents built the Motel Christie out there. Yeah, you can see the lake, Fuzz says. All right.
Okay. That's my one Seabreeze memory. Whenever.
Cool. It's in there. It's buried in there somewhere.
And the other one I remember is that one of the roller coasters, it might be the wooden one, makes your back feel like death.
Oh, really? Because it's an old time. It was built in 1879.
Just bouncing all over.
We didn't have shock absorbers in 1870. No. We were just getting around to the light bulb.
They just made electricity.
We just made electricity, so really. It's a jackrabbit. Yeah, it's an old coaster.
Yeah, the jackrabbit.
Dude, speaking of my kids, you want to know the weirdest thing that happened yesterday? So, I'm going to be vague about this because we thrift a lot. We like to thrift as a family.
Yeah.
But we also, this past spring, donated a bunch of stuff to a thrift store because we'd cleaned out our basement. We did a garage sale.
Yep.
And then whatever was left, we donated. So yesterday, my oldest and wife head out to the same thrift store we donate to.
Yeah.
And on the shelf, randomly, are pages of a diary my kid wrote in 10 years ago. So we must have donated an old diary, not knowing that they'd written in it.
Yeah.
And yesterday at the thrift store was a stack of pages with my kid's name in it.
Did they see it and was like, hey.
Yeah, well, he goes, I would recognize my handwriting from a mile away.
That's wicked.
And they
funny.
Went over and it was a stack of pages saying, hey, this is so-and-so. Today I blah, blah, blah. Now, because it is my child, lots of jokes about poop in there.
Well,
lots,
yeah.
The whole... Yeah. But it was essentially a six-year-old's diary that was still, it's weird.
That's funny.
That it was just on the shelf.
That someone's going to buy that and turn it into little chunk cartoons.
They bought it. They took it.
I was going to say, and then they're going to make millions.
Because my guess.
We're going to go, hey.
Hey, wait a minute. My guess is, because somebody ripped the pages out. So my guess, because it was only like four pages.
Yeah.
So we donated it thinking it was just an empty notebook.
Nope.
Not that our child had written but four pages of poop material in
Hell
it.
Yeah.
I'm very proud.
Hell yeah.
And it was just on the shelf. My wife's like, so I took the pages back.
Why not?
Nobody wanted them. It was just so random. How random is that?
Yeah, that's so random. That's cool.
Well, a new study finds people are more open to eating insects than previously expected. I mean, I'm not against it.
Like, I mean, you know my stand on that.
I'd be against it if it's like some corporation saying, make the pores eat bugs. Then I'd be against it.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
you're just saying
that's been known to happen with certain
things.
The pores
can eat the bugs.
And people and races and stuff. So,
but
I mean,
if it's just like,
past anybody.
You want to eat some crickets? I'm not opposed to eating crickets.
Crickets.
I'm not opposed to eating. I don't want to eat the spider you ate.
Bugs. Crickets.
But a new study finds that among adults, participants sampled protein bars made of insects and protein bars made with, like, you know, cereal bars. And results show, it's not that big of a difference. They're fine with either of them.
No.
Protein is protein.
And that spider, the only thing that was gross was once you started noshing on it, it turned to dry leaves that never, like, you couldn't add moisture to it. So it just got kind of damp.
Yeah,
so that part was kind of gross.
That's
It didn't taste like anything, but all those, I've eaten bugs and they're not bad at all.
Researchers called the findings very surprising since literature suggests consumers typically reject novel foods. I mean, if you really think about it, is eating a cricket any grosser than cutting up a pig and frying it? Like it's...
Nope.
It's just something you're plucking out of nature and you're eating.
Especially if it's like... The way you like season them and all that stuff.
Because,
You don't want to just pop a raw cricket in your mouth. I don't know, whatever. But you know, you freeze dry them or something fun.
They're saying so far, and this is over in Europe, the EU has approved insects including yellow mealworms, locusts, and crickets as food sources.
I didn't like mealworms.
You would need a lot of mealworms to fill up.
Yeah, I didn't like that one.
What'd it taste like?
Not like powder. Like, as soon as you bit, it just kind of went like, poof. So it was kind of gross.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, there would be, you need to have a lot more substance, I think, to enjoy a mealworm.
The crickets were
Scotty
good.
Scotty says crickets aren't that bad.
That was the best. Like, seasoned whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Crickets were the best.
I'm just thinking about what other bugs would even be the option.
Chocolate ants was good.
Yeah, again, you need a lot of them, though.
It was a lot of them.
It was a lot
yeah.
of them.
But I mean, I didn't eat like a whole bag, but yeah, it was one of those where they were all dipped.
Would you eat like a caterpillar?
Depends. What are we doing to it?
I'm going to say this, and I'm sorry if I ruined your breakfast.
Squeezing out the goo?
Yeah, I don't want to bite into it, and it gushes out like a gusher.
Well,
I don't want the goo.
If you eat Japanese beetles,
mm-hmm.
their goo...
Oh, I don't want the goo.
It's not a lot of goo, but it's sour. You get a crunchy beetle and a little sour. It's interesting.
That's where I might be a little bougie, is I don't want to eat gooey bugs. Mm. I want just dried up crickets. I don't want something that's going to squirt back in my mouth.
Yeah, right.
I've been listening to this long enough.
Fuzzy gusher.
Yeah, it's a fuzzy gusher. Not
that
gal.
That was actually...
That was my drag name in college. Yeah.
Fuzzy gusher.
Yeah, that would be gross. You can eat scorpions, text line says, too.
I did. I had a lollipop.
With a scorpion
in it? And it was taking too long. The lollipop was gross. I know that, but I don't know what it's from.
That's the scorpions.
Oh, okay. So,
Sorry.
So I ended up smacking the lollipop
and just taking
with a hammer,
scorpion
getting
out?
That scorpion out of there. Yeah,
scorpions come in different sizes too. Like those are little tiny guys.
Yeah, this one's just a little feller.
But you can get some pretty big ones, right?
I'd eat one of those.
I'd want the bigger one. No goo. The goo. I'll take one without the goo.
You know what? I don't want to eat.
What?
No matter. I don't think how you do it. Worms.
Like right out of the ground.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I could do that. Even if you like dry them up and they're just crunchy.
For some reason, I'm not turned off to the idea of eating a worm.
Like, would you do it just like a scabby?
Like a bowl of them?
No, just like one strand.
I wouldn't slurp it because I have class.
Yeah, right.
I have class.
Sometimes that shows that you have class if you do slurp it.
But I mean, a bowl of worms would be pretty gross.
Yep.
Just a singular worm, wet worm you're talking about, like it's not dried.
No, that'd be gross, I think.
I could do that. Man. I could do that. The worm in the tequila, Cousin Jay says.
I've never done that.
Joe says earthworm bacon is nice and crispy. You've made that, Joe?
Oh, no, I get it. I think he's just saying like earthworm bacon. It's nice and crispy.
But it's Joe, and he's out. He'll go on these excursions where he's out in the woods for a week. He's probably making earthworm bacon. It's not beyond him.
He's catching newts and frying them up.
Pudgy's wife says chipotle crickets were dry like sunflower seeds.
That's what I had. I don't know if it was chipotle, but it was chipotle, however you say that. Because chipotle is, I believe, the food, the place. I don't think they serve those. But that's what it was. It was like a little spicy.
Chipotle?
Anyway, it was that spice, and it was a little mix in there. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
What bugs would you eat if you had your druthers? What would you go with? If you had your druthers, what would be a bug for you?
I think it's more if you had to eat bugs, what would you eat? It would either be the crickets or the chocolate-covered ants.
I'm leaning on crickets. I want crispy. I want crunchy.
Chocolate-covered ants were good, too.
I want crunchy.
Yeah. Anyways, it was like a little raisin ant.
I watched this big fish. I was watching this fish that will just eat anything its owner puts in the tank.
Oh, no.
And it was putting, like, you know those, like, millipedes? Those huge
long
millipedes? Eating it. It put a scorpion in it, like a big scorp, ate it.
What was it, like a bass or something?
No, it was some weird fish. Like, I don't know what kind of fish it was, but because it was such a crazy eater... It has to come out of its actual tank and go into a feeder tank.
Oh, my God.
Because it just ravishes. It would just destroy the tank. And he was just throwing things in there, and it was eating it, man.
That's funny.
Twitch.tv/theshow. Theshow.fm for all the links. Just about a week away from the big fishing tourney up in Phoenix, New York. The show's Masturbators Classic. coming up to Lock One Distilling next Saturday. We'll be there 8 a.m. You guys can get there as early as you want.
Yeah.
Start catching fish. It's just for fun. Don't take it too serious. Have a good time.
We're going to have a fun day.
Have a fun morning, nice and early out there on the water. Do we have a forecast yet? Can we see anything out far yet?
I didn't look. I bet. It's 10 days out.
It can change a million times, but...
Also true.
Right now, it just says 76, partly cloudy for me.
Oh, hell yeah.
So early in the morning, catch some lunkers.
No, that'd be perfect.
Thank you to Installations Unlimited for sponsoring this. They'll have some custom floor mats.
Yeah, word.
And I can't tell you what the prize is, because they're going to be custom to whatever your vehicle is, so...
Yeah.
When you win with the biggest fish, we're going to see what vehicle you drive, and then Installations Unlimited will order them for you.
And I have, I was grabbing some stuff for us yesterday at Napa, and I've got an idea for two different K-Rock prize packs.
Okay.
So we can
That'll be fun.
Have the kids thing, there's
Boss
boom.
Man's putting together some stuff. That'll
be fun. There's one, two, and three, and a kids prize done.
And boom, next Saturday. Put it in your calendar. It's early. It's early morning. You'll need to go to bed a little early Friday night. Or just stay up all night. I don't care what you do, but...
But it's a good start to the
fun
weekend.
Fun family-friendly fishing tourney next Saturday up in Phoenix, New York.
You know, we don't have to... Like, well, I got Bubba about to do that day all day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first,
we'll be
start
there early.
It.
We'll be there bright and early.
Boom.
Cody, speaking of Phoenix, New York, because they were at Lock One on Monday, that Fat Guy Burgers you got yesterday, you're giving that high praise?
I was a big fan.
Smash-style burger?
It was. I don't know if the other ones are, but that... I just ordered their, they have like a lunch special, and it's that and some fries or whatever, and it was really, really good. I was a fan. I would give it at least a 7.
I gotta try that burg.
And what I like is that that was just their plain, I just got like a bacon cheeseburger.
They had a whole menu, right?
I want to get the mozzarella burger. They put mozzarella sticks on it.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun, even though I'm not really a cheese guy.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun to take a couple bites, and then if I want... Pop that bun off.
Yeah.
Slap them sticks over to the side.
Pop that bun off.
And then I got myself some mozz sticks if I want. But they had a bunch of other stuff. Chicken sandwich.
Pop that bun off.
Fries and they had a hot dog. That was cool.
I've been to a lot of places. You've been to a lot of places. We like to get out and about and see what's around.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Reddit thread that I was looking at of people asking what's the worst city you've ever been to? Like the worst town or city you've ever been to. And I'm thinking, like, I can read you some of the examples that came out.
Okay.
Thinking, what would be the worst city? Like, nothing against Camden, New Jersey.
Oh.
But it was a rough city.
That area where we were trying to find how to get to the stadium for an NFL game.
Would have been near Camden.
Everyone was mean.
They have an aquarium.
No, okay.
And nothing. I think Fran Brown's from Camden too, so I don't want to get in trouble with Fran Brown. But we went down for the aquarium, but I believe it's adjacent to Camden.
Well, you know
and
that
the village town of Camden was not very fun.
Aquariums are what make cities great.
Yeah.
But no, I don't want to immediately say Rochester.
Oh, really, Rochester? What do you hate more, Rochester or Albany? Because I know you hate Albany.
Rochester.
Yeah?
Rochester. I don't know.
I would hate Albany more than Rochester.
And it's nothing to do with like the people are bad or anything, but just, I don't know.
What I hate about Rochester is the inner loop that their road system angers me for some reason.
That
I got to drive in a circle.
Yep. I don't like some of the other houses look. If you go down certain streets, they're set up like where it's like San Francisco style, where they're all connected, but they're different colors. You know what I'm saying?
There's that.
There's a couple.
Oh, where they do the Lilac Festival.
Oh, did they do that over there?
Well, there's a really like,
I don't know.
Unless you're thinking of a dumpy neighborhood, but there's
no,
a
it
nice
is. It's not. No, it's not. Oh, no, it's not nice.
That's not where they do the Lilac Festival.
No.
Yeah. Garbage plates, though, Beecher Mike says. And all of you texting Phoenix, New York and get back. Don't you sully my town.
For you know what? It's getting better because some of the people have decided that, you know, they're not going to take certain things anymore. For a little while, East Syracuse was in there.
Was it in there?
We were rough for a minute.
Okay.
It was just people were acting like they were a bunch of tough guys in there. Mm. You see random things about East Syracuse gangs, which was the funniest thing I had ever heard of in my entire life.
What'd you say about East Syracuse?
Right.
We're a gang.
Yeah.
We're a gang
no.
in Eastern.
Oh, no. Where do you guys meet?
Yeah.
Hanlon Park?
Yeah, exactly. You guys are a gang as much as I was in a gang in Phoenix.
Right? Yeah.
Because we hung out by the apartment, so
not
dorks.
It's a lot better now. There's businesses that have moved in, and it's better. But for a little bit there, it was funny to see those on random, like, Facebook groups and stuff of, man, I got to be careful going down so-and-so Yates Street. There's that. Yates Street gang.
Get
like,
out of here.
That's
the
not a
Yates
thing.
Street gang.
A street inside of a village.
Get out of here with your gang. All right, so going around, I mean, we can sully the towns all around here. Tomato says New York City was his least favorite city.
Okay.
What do I see? Cincinnati people said a lot.
Okay.
Barstow, what? California. Have I been to Barstow? I don't think I've been to Barstow. Oh. Maybe I have.
No, not another one. A lot of people are saying, I just lost it. Where'd just go? Baltimore.
I've been to Baltimore. It is not the best.
No.
There's a stretch that's pretty nice, like where the Orioles play.
Okay.
They've also got an aquarium we've been to.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Ryan's Fish House might be onto something, all right?
Just saying.
All these aquariums I went to.
Yeah,
Baltimore has a lot of rough areas. My buddy Connor lives in Baltimore.
Yeah.
What?
Fulton isn't the...
You know, I think I'm just skewed. I know we all got our rough spots.
No.
But I can find lovable things about Fulton and Phoenix and all my towns.
They're harmless.
I get that we are very redneck. I get that.
Yeah.
I know who my neighbors are. Like, I know where I come from.
But they'd help you in a heartbeat.
They'd help you in a heartbeat.
Something on the side of the road.
They're harmless. They're harmless. We just don't got much book learning up there is all, you know?
We need no fancy book.
We learn with our hands.
You damn right.
Toledo, Ohio. A bunch of Ohio towns. Like Cincinnati, Ohio, Toledo, Ohio.
Just because every time I go through there, their roads are all terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never really stayed or been anywhere in Pennsylvania. Just Pennsylvania. All.
Yeah, Pennsylvania's got some rough spots.
Every time I drive through it, their roads, it looks like driving through here in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But every time.
Mm-hmm. Sumner says, Cleveland and Akron area are both rough.
Ooh, don't tell Drew
Perry. Josh on the text line says, Miami or Detroit?
Really?
I've never been to either of those cities.
No, I've been to Detroit for the airport real fast, but that doesn't... I was never
Airports
in.
Airports don't count, yeah.
Because if that's that, then I've been to, like, Detroit and Chicago and Atlanta. None of that counts.
What are you... Ohio's constantly under construction, Toasty says. All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Joe? I hate that he's not wrong. Joe just typed in chat, the word Ohio looks like a tractor. So either Joe's high or we're high. Or everybody's high.
I can get there. Give me need like 2 minutes.
But I'm staring at the word Ohio right now.
He's right. Like a tractor.
That looks like a freaking tractor, bud.
To design the Lexus ES, all we had to do was listen. Your ears said exactly where to put the speakers. Your eyes told us where to put the available head-up display.
Hey, Lexus, find me an alternate route.
Even your right foot helped out. It let us know you'd enjoy a little more torque. Turns out, you had a lot to tell us. We certainly heard you. The Lexus ES, not just for you, by you. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Dear Summer, we've got your road trip ready truck at Burdick Toyota in Cicero, where you can lease a new 26 Toyota Tacoma SR5 double cab, now just $385 a month, 36 months with $4,000 total due at signing, just $385 a month for this ever-dependable mid-size 4x4 truck at Burdick Toyota. Qualified buyers can get 3.99 APR financing for an efficient 48 months. Make every day a play day in your new Toyota Tacoma. Signed, Burdick Toyota in Cicero. Come test drive in person or shop online with SmartPath at burdicktoyota.com. 36 months lease, tax, $750 acquisition fee, $197.50 dock fee due at signing, DMV extra, 10,000 miles per year, 15 cents per thereafter, security deposit waived, special APR is $22.13 per month per 1,000 finance, both offers with approved credit through TFS, see store for details, TSRP 43149, ends 6/30/26.
Happy Thursday, and that means Coco Puffs will be live tonight. How do I watch Coco Puffs? Oh, let me tell you.
Oh.
You can go to twitch.tv/theshow, but you don't want to maybe use Twitch. That's fine. I've built a whole website where everything is on it. And right now, you could watch this stream without signing up for anything. And that's where Cocoa Puffs will be tonight. So, theshow.fm or twitch.tv/theshow. 7 p.m. tonight, thanks to East Coast Emeralds and Joe's Buds, Giuseppe Butterico.
Hey, oh, hey, it's oregano, my.
Oh. Show Too Dangerous for Radio tonight at 7.
And it might be too dangerous with four dogs around if any noise happens at all.
He's going live from Debs. He's watching the dogs tonight. So it'll be a whole new setup. It'll be, you just be at your mom's house.
Well, I was telling you about the... last night when you were wrapping up Whiskey Wednesday, the thing happened across the street, and they ripped up with, like, the wee-woo sounds.
Yeah.
So their dogs are going losing nuts. It. So I open the door, and I kind of, like, stand on the front porch for a second, like the front step, and I'm kind of, like, staring at the cop, and, like, and then he looks at me, and I kind of, like, I'm doing this, and, like, looking at the dogs, and, like, turning my body, looking at him, like, turning my body, and he goes, and, like,
and he turns the siren off. And I'm like,
thank you.
Excuse me, sir.
Thank you.
Could you just, you're here now. Could you turn off the whoop whoops?
You're here now because they all get each other going.
Uh-huh. That's what dogs do.
They all get each other going. What
they do. They get each other all riled up.
And then they wrestle.
That's funny. So tonight he'll be cannabis maxing for sure.
Oh, and since I can go a little harder, maybe I can try some different stuff. And I don't usually...
Yeah, go nuts.
I'm like, oh, we got to be careful. Got to wake up early.
No, so, go nuts. No show tomorrow. We'll be tonight. I might be watching it. If the weather clears, I'm going to sit out and do a campfire tonight probably on the porch.
It popped up too quick because I misunderstood my schedule. Mm-hmm. But maybe at the very, very end, because it's a walk-in camera, maybe I can see if the internet holds up a little over by the pool. Because I will do one this summer of floating in the pool if it lines up.
Of course you will.
That'd be a hilarious Cocoa Puffs, especially when it faces me away from the camera.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over here. You just can't really tell.
Uh-huh.
I think that'd be fun.
So I say maxing because Google has released their list of the most maxing searches, and you probably have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, I do a little because we talked about it.
Like, it's, you know what looks maxing is, right?
That I think that's the thing we talk where it's like, let me... make my face look sweet.
Yeah, where you sleep on your back so that your face doesn't get wrinkly. It's all that clavicular stuff.
Well, that's why I don't like sleeping on the floor,
because
your face gets real puffy.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta be careful.
But you can have a bunch of different maxings, and Google has their top five maxing searches. So, like, people obviously search for what is looks maxing.
Yeah.
Or how to looks max or whatever.
Gotcha.
And I know I sound like the oldest man ever right now because I am.
Well,
because
it's a weird thing to be like, what? Let's give a weird name to something that we just like to do a lot.
You know? Google released the list of maxing trends people have been searching for online so far in 2026. Number five, mogging maxing. Mogging maxing. So do you know what mogging is?
No, I'm already out.
Mogging is when you and I walk into a room and I'm the most handsomest. I'm mogging you. So, like,
wait, me?
I'm mogging you because everyone's looking at me. I'm the most handsomest. That's what mogging is. Trying to maximize your ability to mog others. What?
It's kind of a douchebag move to be like, I got to find an ugly friend so I can mog Max.
Yeah, or you and just want to be the most attractive person in the room, which it's a curse, guys. I'm telling you.
I know.
It is a curse.
A blessing and a curse.
It is to look, dress, or present oneself better than the other people in the area by comparison.
Then you got to make sure that your frumpy friend is okay with that.
Yeah, but it's... I guess if you just don't tell them.
That's what I mean. But so you got to go out of your way.
But it also means, like, mogging means any randos in the room, too.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm going to mog everybody in this room by being the most attractive they've ever seen. All the eyes will be on me.
Many sexy faces.
Nana-maxing. You know what nana-maxing is?
It's where you have no dads and all moms, so you end up with... all the grandmas, because all your moms are lesbians.
Well, you were there with the grandma thing. It's aggressively trying to adapt the lifestyle of an Italian grandmother
No, people not
like
Googling
cooking
this.
From scratch, gardening, and prioritizing cozy domestic routines. I'm not a maxing.
Okay.
I'm not a maxing, bro. Don't you bring my Nana into this.
Dear.
Don't you bring my...
So just like being a good housewife, by whatever that 50s term is? Is that what it means? Or just being a caring person?
I have the blessing of being raised for many years by a very Italian grandma, my nanny, who's no longer with us, one of my two nannies. And when I think of Nana maxing, you'd go to her house... There'd be sauce on the stove, or there'd be meatballs. She's going to pack up a to-go box for you. You're not leaving without food. Yep. If you got friends, they're leaving with food. They dote on you. It is not a healthy way to raise men who just dote on them all the time. That's why Italian grandmothers raise so many scumbag Italian dudes. Say,
that's why so many of them don't really know. Hey,
I don't know what I'm doing. Hey, my mother's doing my laundry. Hey. No offense.
I do mine. Do I have to do it today? Do the last time. I don't mind.
Nanas will raise scumbag Italian men for sure.
No, this is the difference. I'm a mama's boy.
You're a mama's boy, yeah.
That's different.
That's the difference.
I will tell on you to my mom as opposed to me being like, yeah, I'll fight you because my mom said I'm the best fighter.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell.
Chud maxing? These are the top maxing trends according to Google right now.
I've heard that one.
Ironically embracing the taste, habits, and aesthetics of otherwise uncultured, unpleasant chuds.
No, never mind. I don't know what it is.
And I gotta tell you, I think I might be a chud.
You are.
I don't know what even it means. They give examples.
I still don't get it.
Eating food from gas stations, wearing cargo shorts, and having loud opinions. I think I'm a chud. My chud?
What a weird description of... So people are trying to do that?
I think I'm chud.
The people are Googling that and trying to adapt their life to be a chud maxer.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they are!
Yeah.
How do I be maximum chud? Yeah, I don't know.
Chud!
I don't know.
Max! How do I
cortisol maxing?
Cortisol?
Cortisol maxing.
That's that thing in your gut.
You know, cortisol, I think, is a stress hormone, right?
I think it's that thing in your gut that makes it's not good. Like, if you have cortisol buildup or something in your gut, I think it's bad,
I think
right?
That's cholesterol. When you got cholesterol buildup.
That's also not good.
No, they say cortisol maxing is living in a way that seems designed to maximize stress hormones, like overworking, doom scrolling, and sleeping too little.
I do I don't want a cortisol max. I do the bookends. What's the middle one?
You overwork and sleep too little?
Yeah, I don't do the middle.
You don't doom scroll?
I mean, yes, because I can't say I don't. I definitely every once in a while just be like, but yeah, I think that's it.
Joe just said, that's my life. You're cortisol maxing.
Yep. Sorry.
What happened? Something happened outside?
There was a little bird. He landed on the sill and he's still there. I wanted to see what he was
going
to do.
I don't know what's going on with birds lately. I don't know why they're following me around. Like, maybe because my meds are off right now.
Government spot?
No, bro. Like, you know on my house, I got that porch out front with the railing?
Yeah.
And if you're in the living room, you can see the porch railing?
Yeah.
There's just been, if I'm on the couch, there's just been two birds that chill on that railing and look at me.
Maybe they want to know what you're doing. They're looking for food. Being like, because he's still there. Want a little snacky snack. It's been a crazy year.
Am I bird maxing? I think I'm bird maxing.
You might be bird maxing because it's been a crazy year for it, man.
Birds?
Because my aviary up there is... There's been even a couple Orioles that have been up there.
Yeah.
There's still a pack of Cardinals that hangs out. Mm-hmm. There's some Blue Jays. We got random Falcons and stuff. So it's been a big bird year. So if you've got
more.
I'm not alone. But if you've got more, that gives more opportunities for them to be weird and stare at you. Because like, hey, birds are weird.
They're like.
You got two weird ones that found you.
They're like, if I look out my front window, there's these. Two damn birds all week just looking at me. What? Because they heard of the dead crow that I threw?
They know you hucked a crow. It was already dead. That's what you think.
I chucked it in the woods.
They just saw you over a dead body of a crow.
Thinking I did that?
Javelin style or whatever this thing is and then whipping it into the woods.
Bro, so they might be...
they might be mad because I was also poking around their nest with the babies in it.
Because
there was a nest under my porch, and I had to go down theirs. There to get mulch.
Could have been theirs.
I messed with the birds, sorry, I think. I'm just, bird maxing.
Just leave them some food. Put something shiny. Put a shiny thing out on the...
Oh, I need to leave them offerings now?
Yep. They're not crows, right?
No, these are just these little tiny, like, brown birds.
Little sunflower seeds. Mm-hmm. Or get bird seed.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to attract a hell of a lot more birds.
Mm-hmm.
But get a little bird seed out there.
Yeah, my wife says we need to put fake owls out because they keep pooping on all of our railings.
Oh, then hell no. Get out of here, birds.
Uh-uh. I don't know where they're...
You're gone.
I don't know why they're living on all of our stuff.
If you, maybe that was their nest, so now they think that's theirs. But if they're pooping on your stuff, then they got to go.
Yeah, I'm
bird they the ones that look delicious to me? Because I'll take care of it.
Well, if you don't know what he's referencing, he'd like to eat a protected bird. Because the government told him he can't, so now he wants to.
I didn't know that.
Now he wants to.
Well, now you just... You get outside, and all of a sudden, these big... breasted robins just land right in front of you, and you're like, don't you.
I'm going to go out front today, and I'm going to put on a bunch of old jackets, and I'm going to go, feed the birds. Toppins a bag.
And lead them away?
Toppins.
And then you'll be good?
Yeah, and then I'm gonna walk them down the street.
Let me know how that works out.
All right, the last maxing people are looking up.
Chud wasn't enough?
Chud, no. Bird maxing, chud maxing, not a maxing. Friction maxing.
Oh, hey. Hey, now.
Deliberately making things harder or more inconvenient to build discipline or resilience. Cold showers, not using delivery apps, parking far away from where you're going.
What? No, I don't. I try not to
build character.
Yeah, no. That is that old timey.
That's how you do it.
That's how we used to do
it. I don't make my life harder if I don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph
says that's Rob. He's friction maxing. He's making things more difficult.
No, I always look for... You got to first look for the easy, fun way, because if it's there, take it.
Mm-hmm.
If you can park real close at Walmart or whatever, park real close. Don't worry about it.
Anyways, so is that the best way to get rid of my birds as I'm bird maxing, is to get like the fake owls or whatever out there?
Yeah, they don't like that stuff. They don't like that stuff at all.
But then I got a fake owl on my porch. I want that.
It look cool. Put it so you can't see it. Like, put it down in the corner.
In her special way to the people she calls. Come buy my bags full of crumbs.
You have a bag full of crumbs?
I have a bag full of crumbs.
Feed the little bird. Show them you care.
There's no morning radio show that brings up Mary Poppins more than me.
Absolutely not.
It has such a stranglehold on my brain.
I had only ever seen it a few times. It was never one of my whatever, but I've seen it.
I watched it every day of my childhood.
So I know the references just enough to...
Feed the birds. Toppins a bag. Toppins, toppins, toppins a bag.
Anyways.
What?
Anyways, I don't know why people listen to this show, but a lot of people do for some reason. I don't know. They're having a good time.
It's your number one Mary Poppins station.
Number one Mary Poppins station. Cocoa Puffs tonight. 7 o'clock on our Twitch channel or the show.fm, streaming live in both locations. Very easy to find, very easy to watch, fun to interact. The show, too dangerous for the radio.
We have a good time.
We have a real good time.
Yes.
Real quick, because I've only got a couple of minutes here. Other side.
Yo, word.
The top of the hour, we're going to get into some s'mores talk because Cody is... Show me the world of savory s'mores, and now I'm very interested.
And it's gonna be a viral trend. It's within the next couple weeks of people talking about a way to spice up your summer.
Mm-hmm.
Savory s'mores coming at the top of the hour.
But there's a new report on the jobs with the highest and lowest divorce rates.
Okay.
And I'm shocked by the first one, but maybe it's because of the hours. The job with the highest divorce rate is a healthcare practitioner. So what does that mean? Like a doctor or nurse?
I could see that. I mean, you're in school till your late 20s.
You probably have a lot of debt.
You're on call, probably a good amount, depending on your job. And then you've got to work from
random hours.
And it's not, you know, oh, I'll be able to get home early today. Well, no, you can't. You have 13 kids coming in or whatever.
Yeah, whatever you got to take care of.
Yeah, I can see that.
Number two is telemarketers.
For least?
The highest divorce rate, telemarketers.
Okay.
Maybe because it's like, I mean, I'm sorry if you're a telemarketer, but that job seems terrible. So maybe you're just like having a hard time at your job and then you got to go home and you're miserable.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird one.
And then massage therapists.
Oh, because they can't, because it's like, oh, you're touching parts or whatever. People can't handle that? Will that
I
be
mean,
it?
I'm not to make assumptions. You know, don't be mad at me. But maybe these are jobs that people like sleep around a lot. Malloy is saying maybe in chat.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like
that's
maybe
weird.
Telemarketers are hooking up with each other and then they cheat on their spouse.
I honestly would have thought like, number one, athletes. Number two, strippers. Number three.
Yeah, good call.
Lawyers
good call.
Or on-call ER surgeons because they're there. 15 hours.
Yeah, Lucky is right. Those are jobs with you meeting a lot of people, I guess.
Interesting.
I don't know what. Okay, so here's the three with the lowest divorce rates.
Librarian.
Nope. Uh-huh. IT scientists. Some people like computer nerds.
Okay, so librarian.
Computer nerds.
Yeah.
Physical scientists, so like these are like scientists.
All right, I see where this is going. You nerds find one schween or peen for your life, and then you're done.
Log it down. Log it down. Clergy obviously would have a low divorce rate, right? Because only certain clergy can even get married.
Yeah.
Pharmacists have low divorce rates.
Okay, I mean,
and then number one. Actuaries. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
What is an actuary?
I don't even know how to say it. I'm going to have to say it because I don't know how to spell that.
Yeah, see, Melfire, one and done. My husband is a scientist.
See, exactly.
Yeah.
What is an actuary?
Is that?
A business professional who uses mathematics. Okay. So
it's a math nerd.
Another nerd.
So what we're learning is marry nerds.
Yeah, marry
nerds. If you want.
They ain't going nowhere.
Someone who's
going
to be loyal. You marry a nerd.
Because they can't believe they found someone to touch them.
Oh, my God. Ain't that the truth? Next Saturday, not this Saturday, next Saturday.
Yo, word.
You're going to get up early and come fishing with us up in Phoenix, New York. It is a free fishing weekend. No license required. Come on up. We'll be at Lock One. You can park over on the island. I'll post all the maps and stuff next week so you know where to park, where we'll be. Just a layout of Phoenix if you're not familiar with it.
Yeah.
Drop a line and see what you can bring in, and you could win some custom floor liners.
Hey.
Thanks to Installations Unlimited. Also,
cool.
We got some other fun K-Rock giveaways. It is a four-fun fishing tournament, the Masturbators Classic. It is for families to come and hang and be silly.
You just come and just have a fun morning.
Mm-hmm.
See what there is to see.
Now wait and fish!
I'm going to punch every fish's gut.
Oh, you're going to cut it open with a knife?
Yep.
Look in it?
Yep.
Good. Good.
Yep.
So Cody has turned me on to, well, Cody has turned me on, and
hey,
that could be the end of the sentence.
Let's go. Hubbada, 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 hubbada.
Cody has turned me on to the world of savory s'mores. I'm not usually a big s'mores guy. I'll have a couple of a season.
Yeah, I like the whole thing about it is that it's so much of a process. Yeah, then you eat one, and you're like, and that's it.
I hope that came across the air. I hope that was broadcast.
I thought I was going to be loud.
Proud of him.
But you know what I mean? Like, you eat one, you're like, I guess I don't want some more.
Now, what's interesting is the ones I'm looking at, and maybe you can tell me some of the ones that you found as well.
Yeah.
Like, the recipes that I found, you can use those Baby Bell cheeses for everything.
That's the one I'm seeing the most.
It looks like what they do.
Most convenient.
Because it's not a marshmallow that you can stab. They must have to put it on something to melt it.
Just like a stick. You can just put it on they have those metal s'more sticks that everyone has.
This one is the Baby Bell. Am I saying that right? Baby Bell cheese?
Yep.
Baby Bell cheese. With a Ritz cracker and some pesto on it.
Okay.
That'd be a good combo.
I don't hate that one. So I was just seeing a lot of normal.
This one's you.
Some pepperoni.
This one's all you, dude.
Ooh, okay.
Triscuit.
Yup.
With a cheddar cheese and a raspberry jam.
Wow. I bet that's good.
That sounds good.
Because you can find over in the cheese section, like, thicker, whatever, already, you know, sliced cheeses that are a little thicker. Or just get a brick and make them into, like, cubes. But just a little bit bigger cubes, and then you're good to go. Because that just sounds so good. Some melty cheese.
There's a bunch of, like, cheese. I don't know where I would buy smoked Gouda.
Anywhere. That's a very readily available one now.
This is a bacon jam with water cracker and smoked Gouda.
All right. See, I don't need to be getting too crazy, but I would like to try different cheeses and pepperoni.
So what are some of the ones you've done?
I haven't done any yet. I just saw randomly, hey, you had enough of s'mores already this summer season? And that's what made me click it, because I was like, it's not even the middle of June. And I clicked and it was first.
Yeah.
The new trend is savory s'mores. And they were using those Baby Bell cheeses to put over the fire and take two crackers and pull them off there. And I'm like, okay. Although that one, you got to be careful. You eat like three of those. All of a sudden you've eaten three Baby Bell cheeses.
That's my party. I don't know about you guys.
I try not to party too hard.
How about
hard.
Yellow cheddar on a pretzel chip?
Oh,
with an apple slice.
See, that's a good one. All right, that one I would do.
Monterey Jack on a club cracker with a little pepper jam. So it seems like it's find a cracker you like, find a cheese you like,
and then find
the little fancy zhuzh at the end there.
Little fancy topping.
Little topping the bag.
And then you're good.
Cream cheese on a bagel chip.
That one's a little harder. I don't know how you do that.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that.
You'd have to... No, I don't know how you do the cream cheese one.
I never know how to say that. That's good mac and cheese.
Yeah.
With some hot honey on a cracker.
Okay.
The Havarti cheese that's used. I love the Havarti cheese.
Yeah, you're a Havarti guy. You're a hearty Havarti.
It's kind of just like, you're right, Ogre. It's like a charcuterie board.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next to the fire pit.
It really is. You're going to be spending a lot more getting all these damn cheeses, but I would just go basic. I mean, that one with the cheddar and the apple sound good, but I'd say next time you're going to do s'mores, just get a bag of those Baby Bells and some crackers and pepperoni or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just try it.
So you mean tonight? Tonight I'm going to do that.
I think you should try it.
I was also telling Cody I got that sandwich maker that's so good.
From I don't even know, the 1800s.
Yeah, but they make new versions
of it. But now they've made them a little bit easier, so it's not.
You put some bread in there.
Lead in it or
whatever sandwich toppings you want, dude.
Yep. No, I had so many of those cool things.
Accessories.
That you put over the fire to cook stuff. I miss those so much. They were the coolest.
Just going
to
grab a loaf of bread and cheese and have like 15 grilled cheese by the fire tonight.
Why not?
Just eat them all up.
Why the hell not?
Dad's out on the deck eating grilled cheese.
Numerous.
He's got a stack of them next to him.
And then you yell, "No, I'm not." And then you go, I'm making him a night.
Also, everybody's talking about the sweet s'mores and the hacks that they're doing. Cousin Jay will do a Reese's peanut butter cup instead of a Hershey's.
I have only ever tried I think I put like the Giardelli or whatever. I've tried some
bougie
of those, but nothing too crazy other than that. I think a Reese's peanut butter cup would be so damn good.
I love a Kit Kat in a s'mores.
That would be so good.
What can we do besides a graham cracker for a s'more? What worlds can we explore with that?
Man.
Because they've got those jumbo marshmallows now that are really good.
Yeah, because now I'm trying
chocolates
to think.
We can dabble in, but what can we do with a graham cracker?
Because depending on size, you could use like Nilla wafers, but that's wicked small.
Is this a fever dream, or I remember the Oreo cookie crackers? Is that a thing that exists? Why am I picturing like a black looking graham cracker, but it's Oreo?
They have those for different graham crackers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you might be stuck with just a multitude of graham crackers, because I can't think of anything. Oh, those cookies.
Fudge stripe cookies would be bomb.
I bet that would be good. Chocolate chip cookies.
Okay, yeah, I guess you could dabble with cookies.
All right, so it would be a cookie game, I would say.
Fluffernutters coming in a lot. Fudge elf cookies,
that,
good one.
Yeah, a peanut butter cup that they've put marshmallow in tastes exactly like peanut butter and fluff.
What does?
The Reese's peanut butter cup that they, you know, they fill them now.
Oh, yeah.
They put marshmallow in one of them.
Ginger snaps, Dune says.
Ooh, I would do ginger snaps.
That'd be pretty good, too.
That'd be good.
All right, well, the world is whatever you want it to be, guys.
Yeah, it doesn't have to just be a marshmallow,
don't feel
graham cracker,
constrained.
And chocolate.
Explore it and then tell me Tell me what you're making. I want to know.
Yeah.
Twitch.tv/theshow and theshow.fm. In studio from Embassy Suites Destiny USA, we have Jenna and Amir. Hello, friends.
Hi.
Hello.
So, Amir, we've known for a while. Amir's been cooking up in town for a long time. But I'm going to put you on the spot, Amir.
Uh-oh.
Because we were just talking savory s'mores. Because everybody does marshmallows and chocolate and, like, graham cracker.
Okay.
But we were looking up savory s'more recipes because people are taking, like, Baby Bell cheeses. And they're putting, like, a hot honey on it with, like, a cracker.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Do you think of any combos off the top of your head that'd be good for a savory s'more?
Well, easy cheating way would be bacon.
That's bacon jam made
like
the list.
Yeah, I like that. Candy bacon, some sort of sweet bacon. That's the easy way, since you are putting me on the list.
Yeah.
But.
What about a good cracker base? Like, maybe, like a flatbread, maybe?
I mean, we get at the hotel, we get these butter cookies, but they're salted.
Okay.
And they're pretty fantastic. They would work out perfect.
Yeah.
You know what we should do?
What?
We did, you and I, when we were at the other place, we did whiskey tasting.
Yes, we did. We can do
Maybe
this.
We should do a savory s'mores
tasting. I'm always down for a party, Amir. You know that
that's
about
a good
me.
Idea.
We have a golf simulator, and we could...
At the hotel?
Did you not know?
No.
Well, this is why we're here. Let's go back. Now we're all off.
We'll have to come back a second.
Because Embassy Suites Destiny USA has so much going on. We've been there several years in a row now because if we can just brag a little bit, we have won several New York State Broadcasters Association awards, and that's where our luncheon is held at the Embassy Suites. And there's so much going on in there, Jenna. It's not just a hotel, right?
It is not. So we have a huge event space. We can hold up to 300 people in our event space, breakouts, all that fun stuff. And now, like Amir said, we do have a very fun golf simulator.
Nice.
So you can rent it for the hour, for the afternoon, however you'd like. We have darts in there, touch tunes, a whole bunch of stuff. It's like a whole gaming room.
Oh, fun.
I know.
And we've got a clam bake coming up.
We do.
Tell me about this.
July 17th. It's a Friday from 4 to 8. We have all you can eat clam bake in our parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have fun, good food. Amir can talk about the menu.
Yeah, tell me about the
have.
Food, Chef Amir. What are we going to have?
So we want to do a classic summer picnic kind of idea. But so we're always going to have clams with butter. You're going to have mussels fra Diablo. We're going to have some nice roasted chicken, potato salad, pasta salad, salt potatoes, corn on the cob, all your classics.
Yeah, this like the world is a simulation sometimes because just yesterday I was talking to somebody and we used to have Hinderwaddles where everybody'd go to for their clam bakes.
Yep.
And they're like, I don't know where to go for a good clam bake anymore. Well, and then here comes Embassy Suites Destiny USA rolling in. Tell me about a clam bake. Because it's like a CNY. I mean, I'm sure it's an everywhere tradition, but a good clam bake is a CNY tradition.
Yes. It is.
Summertime CNY tradition is a clam bake.
You have to. Have to have it.
So we're gonna, is it indoors, outdoors? What are we going to do?
It's outdoor. We're going to have a big tent in our parking lot.
Oh, sick.
So bar is going to be out there, limited bar, but go right inside. You can have the full bar. And yeah, it's just going to be a good time. Yeah. Music, fun.
And tickets, you can get it. Did you say tickets?
Eventbrite. So tickets are $55. And then if you wanted to add two beers to it, it's $65. So great price.
Great price. It's all, and all I did was Google Embassy Suites clam bake is the first thing that pops up.
Just put it in our chat. There's tickets
there. Any other events coming up this summer? Anything going on we want to know about?
Nothing currently.
Okay.
But just come and see us.
Come and see them. It sounds like
we'd love to have fun.
Clam bake is kicking off a whole thing. Go ahead.
I am considering some sort of like a confetti battle, but that's underway.
Let's do it. Let's do a confetti battle. I love that. All right, listen.
Okay.
Chef Amir, I can vouch for the man's food. He makes delicious food. This clam bake is going to be a delight.
So cool.
You want a good summertime Central New York clam bake, you're going to go over to Embassy Suites Destiny USA. July 17th, Google Embassy Suites clam bake. First link you'll see. Jenna, Amir, good to see you both.
Thank you guys for coming in.
What would you see?
It said beach day, and it was across like five states.
Everywhere. Today's a beach day in all these five states. It's a windy day right now.
Yeah.
Coming through CNY, Syracuse, Utica, Old Ford, just Swigga.
Yeah, wow.
Getting these winds ripping through here. But they're supposed to pass by lunchtime, I guess. So
Speaking
of ripping something, tonight at 7 o'clock, Coco will be ripping live from the Debbie's Doobie Dungeon.
Okay.
See, not being on these meds triggering things.
Yep, that's it.
Live from Debbie's Doobie Dungeon tonight at 7 o'clock. Cody will be live.
Where all of a sudden, instead of just one dog ignoring me, there'll be four dogs
will
ignoring me.
Will they all ignore
me.
You tonight?
No.
You're mobile, though, so you can just turn
the camera
on. I can't.
I'm like,
around.
You won't be able to. You want to ignore me, I won't let you.
Show is made possible thanks to East Coast Emeralds in North Syracuse. 50% off everything in the store. Get over there and save yourself some money on all the accessories you need.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Joe's Buds, 4656 Onondaga Boulevard. He's got that good to get you ready for the weekend. And it's Father's Day weekend, so maybe you want to, maybe your dad does the Duberinos.
Get a little something for him, a little extra treat. Or if he doesn't and he needs to, maybe it's a good time.
Dad. Hey, Dad.
Here.
What?
Mellow out.
Dad, try a little of this.
Huh?
Just get those tasteless drops.
Yep.
Do it to him. Don't even let him
Deb says, don't stink up my house.
Too late.
Okay, bud.
Too late.
It ain't called the Debbie Doobie Dungeon for no reason.
Too late. I think it's weird. I think that, the front door and the back door were open at the same time, and I think a skunk
must have got
ran through her house already. Mm-hmm. It was crazy, but he didn't want to be in there, so he immediately ran away and left no traces of it, just like a lingering odor. It's very weird.
And it's faint. Weird. It's just faint. What are you going to do?
Oh, it's confusing.
Got on the dogs, too. Oh, well.
Weird.
Barney loves it. Barney already looks a little stoned.
He loves it.
So, yes, it is Father's Day weekend. So what are you going to do about it? I don't know. Maybe a card. Maybe a dinner. Maybe a drink.
And whatnot.
And these just stress me out because I like whiskey, but a new study said they found no evidence that any amount of drinking improves your health. Yeah, no duh, we know. We know, it's not a health food.
Yeah, well, I don't understand.
Not a health food.
I've been drinking all day and I feel really good.
Researchers analyzed U.S. health data and found no health benefit from alcohol at any level of consumption. Instead, they found the risk of death increases even among people who would be considered moderate drinkers. We know, nerds. Sometimes it's nice to catch a little buzz.
So are they trying to say that it's like whoa, well, back when your parents, a glass of red wine at dinner every night. Health benefits, not anymore. Is that what they're trying to say? They're trying to be like, no, there is no, because you can just shut up.
The way I look at it is this. For me, it has a health benefit. I like to chill out. It relaxes my brain for a little bit.
Right?
I have a health benefit. Yeah. Not for everybody. I know. It's a poison. It's a toxin. You're putting it in your body, and your body doesn't want it. Fine. So's everything.
So's all the data bites that come down from the... the lampposts, and they give me the G5.
All the G5s in your brain.
In my brain.
Like
so,
a G6.
Who even cares?
Mm-hmm. So I do it for my mental health.
But yeah, no, see, that's fine. And you know, tell me that can't have Buzzball Fridays?
That is true.
Are you kidding me?
That is true.
I don't think so.
She put it on her Instagram, so I don't mind blowing up her spot. Our former coworker, Brittany, did you see what she did?
Yeah.
She was wakeboarding.
Yeah, that's
impressive. Behind a boat, and somebody tossed her a buzz ball.
Yep.
The big buzz ball.
My only issue with the video is that.
The water?
No, she gave no heads up when she was hawking it back. She was just like, num, 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 and then put it back on and just quickly, up. Like,
the most Britney video I've ever seen.
It was
awesome. I didn't even know you could do that. I guess you.
Yep.
I'm an idiot. But wakeboarding, you don't need a rope or anything.
You stay right in
there. You're just in that wake.
Yep. Her kids are good at all that stuff, too.
Are they?
It's crazy.
I ain't getting in no river. I ain't getting in no lake or river.
I tried to water ski like twice because of the people next door at our camp had boats and that capability. But it was still my shoulder. It was early on when I messed up my shoulder. I couldn't hold on to that thing when they sit you up.
Oh, yeah.
I could feel every single time my shoulder just slowly pull out and I would just let go.
Mm-hmm.
But I went tubing a couple times.
My kids tube. I hate it.
Hate it.
I'm not having fun.
I'm sorry.
I'm not having fun. I know you're having fun whipping me around on this tube.
Nope,
I'm not having fun.
I'll be in the boat watching to make sure, like, ready? Watch how good I am at this. Mm-hmm. Ready? You're driving the boat, Josh. Ready? Watch. Hey, they fell off.
Okay.
Good.
Did you like my buzz
that was
slow
good.
Down sound?
That was good. It really did sound like. That was
good. I might
might have to not do my meds more often. This show has been a real delight. I'm having a real good time.
Tiny man with a big watch.
That's a glitter American flag.
I got
jacket.
A glitter jacket on.
He danced with
my
the flag on the back of a
big
dick.
Watch. Come on.
It's
how dare you? How dare you? Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday.
It's worth more than everything it got.
That's exactly right. Yes. Exactly. The man's glittering jacket is worth more than anything we own.
No, wait, dude. Get my back of my jacket in the picture.
Yeah, yeah, show the jacket. It's the American flag. It's got, it shimmers in the light. Slay, queen. Slay, queen. Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. See you tonight, 7 o'clock on Twitch and the show.fm for Cocoa Perfs.
Hey, yeah.
Live from Debbie's Doobie Dungeon.
Debbie Doobie Dungeon.
Deb, you should open a dispensary called Debbie's Doobie Dungeon.
I mean,
now.
You may as well.
At this point, you should.
I think at least trademark the name.
So a Florida Highway Patrol trooper arrested a man. Now, this could be coincidental. 34-year-old man was arrested for having 34 open White Claws in his vehicle.
Bro, wasteful. Finish one.
One for every year.
Oh,
well, maybe it was a birthday.
Okay. All right. I
don't
get
drink
it.
And drive. Don't be silly.
No,
but
no,
And if you have 34 open White Claws, probably don't go 90 miles an hour in your Honda Civic.
No, no.
Trooper determined he was heavily intoxicated during the spot.
Well, the problem is, though.
Hold on a second. That's not heavily intoxicated. 0.11, that's not heavily intoxicated. No. It's intoxicated.
It's White Claws. But here's the problem, though. You can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
There are no laws when you're drinking claws.
That's what I've heard.
That's the rule.
That's what I've heard. No laws when you're drinking claws.
I mean, he might have to switch that around.
The trooper determined he was heavily intoxicated. They found the open alcoholic beverage cans on the passenger seat, charged with driving under the influence and taken to Pasco County Jail.
What flavors?
Doesn't say.
There's a couple good new ones.
34 is a lot.
Dude, well,
bro.
That's... But you know what, though? You hear about all those people where that's like the thing where I'm going to only use celebrity references, where like a Shane Gillis would be like, dude, drink 40 Bud Lights. And like, that's just their tolerance.
That's what I don't understand. Like,
I could never.
I guess if you broke down, like if I drink 2 glasses of whiskey, how many beers is that? I don't know, probably 6. I don't know.
But
so
I mean,
you're like, when you put a number like that to it, probably you're like, wow, you're drinking 6 beers, dude?
Because you got
to
think, you like 3 an hour. For like 10, 12 hours. Like, that's... Whoa.
What's more shocking to me is that 34 White Claws only got him to a 0.11.
Yeah, well, I mean...
0.11 is nothing.
How long ago was he drinking them? How long has he been whipping around?
Maybe, yeah.
But also, like...
It's like $250 in White Claws.
Be smarter.
Yeah, just drink at home.
Or just, like, don't... Like, obviously, don't drink and drive, but... Throw the empties out.
Yeah, like there's so many steps that you missed, and I just never understood. I don't know why people don't just drink at home. Sure, I drink.
Well.
Why you gotta be out driving around drinking?
Well, it's not driving around, it's just that's, my car's here.
You don't want my car here?
I'm gonna get home.
So they're drinking at a spot, they don't want to leave their car there.
I'm gonna take a cab?
I don't understand.
I have a car, so I don't have to take a cab.
I don't understand social life or going out to do things.
No.
So even that I can't understand.
No, the key when you're doing that stuff is you have like one or two at the very start when you get there, and then you hang for like 2 hours, and then you're fine, and then you go home.
Eat a meal, soak it up.
And then you're good.
All right, other side of this, someone will be, for those of you that missed the gaming stream yesterday, This baby boy right here is a Stanley Cup champion.
Right here.
He's got the Stanley Cup.
I was hungry for the cup.
He was cup hungry.
And I have, I guess that's different. Like,
his
quenched my thirst.
His Carolina Hurricanes.
However.
Won the Stanley Cup in overtime. Yesterday.
But now this is no longer the Stanley Cup.
Now that's the NBA.
Now it's the NBA final trophy.
Final trophy.
So.
We are coming up on a game 7. Other side of this, Spurs, Knicks, okay? I will be your Knicks. Cody will be the Spurs, and we'll have another champion. And then next week, we start a whole new game. We'll figure something out for next week.
Well,
you know?
We've got, there's the new wrestling game. There is soccer.
Mm-hmm.
There's not hockey. There's golf. There's baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should try to learn soccer a little bit.
You want me to?
Just to see if you enjoy it, because it's not hard to pick up. And that's very topical.
Yeah.
But if there's a new fishing
game. The free
one,
I can get the free one?
It's the June game.
Okay, yeah, that's right. No, I did see that. All right, so other side of this, we'll get into some gaming, your 90s and 9, and a whole lot of silliness.
You've encountered a Piroge.
You've encountered a Jacoby. The problem is, Jacoby is a necromancer.
If you want him
big,
to let you pass, you better give him
big
gel.
Band of nasty storms coming in here, guys.
It's supposed to, like, do an it's hour, and then
quick.
We're good?
But just if you're working outdoors, keep your eye to the sky if you're going outdoors, because they're just about over Rochester now, and they look like they're going to be pretty harsh, so.
I hope.
But quick, but fast.
It looks like they're supposed to lessen from that as they get here, and then hopefully just rain really, really hard with very minimal, I'm not sure how much thunder and lightning we get.
Maybe the sun can comes out or whatever.
No, it's supposed to. Once that's gone,
be
it's
careful
supposed
out
to be
there,
a,
friends.
A nice Thursday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Get everything done inside now, and then by like 2 or 3, you can be like, yo, it's beautiful. It's freaking beautiful out here.
Hey, it's so cool.
Hey, what are you doing outside with the freaking sun?
All right, we gotta go into our gaming stream. I'm not losing 2 days in a row, so
yep,
we'll put up a bet. Twitch.tv/theshow.
Big fat dunks.
Radio World, you get the 90s at 9. Gaming stream is presented by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan. Radio, you get Blessed Union of Souls. Keep it locked. It's K-Rock. She don't care about my car.